Welcome, everybody. My voice is going to sound a little gravelly. I've been fighting a little bit of a cold, but I'm delighted to be here. My name is Sheldon Retch, and I'm the Executive Vice President for Health Sciences at The Ohio State University, and I'm CEO of the Wexner Medical Center. Most of you know that The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is a level one trauma center, so we are unfortunately witness to so many of the events that bring patients to our doorstep and the difficulties that many of our patients and their families encounter as they try to fully recover and regain their physical and emotional well-being after suffering trauma. Now, our STAR program, STAR stands for, it is an acronym, Stress, Trauma, and Resilience, has been developed in response to working with these individuals and the needs expressed in our community. And when I first came here now 2 years ago, I was so impressed with this program and everything that it did. Very imaginative and powerful element at providing this unique therapy. So we're delighted to welcome our Attorney General this morning, Mike DeWine. As a former county prosecutor and in his current position, our Attorney General in the state of Ohio has seen the devastating effects that violence, trauma, and loss can cause. Shaped by those experiences and a lifetime spent practicing and protecting Ohio's families, Attorney General DeWine established in 2015 the Ohio Attorney General's Expanding Services and Empowering Victims Initiative in order to better support trauma victims and their families in recovering. As a result, we welcome him here today to share with us his current efforts on behalf of Ohioans. Please welcome the Attorney General of the State of Ohio.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining us, and I want to thank the Wexner Medical Center for hosting us today. They're always great, great hosts. You know, every day in the state of Ohio, in emergency rooms all throughout the state, there are victims of trauma. It might be a gunshot wound, it might be stabbing, it might be Lord knows what else. And what we're really about today is talking about not just making sure the physical damage that has been done to these victims is treated and dealt with, but we're really talking about the other side of that, and that is the emotional, the psychological damage that these victims suffer. And I think for too long we have assumed that if we fix the physical, then the rest of it will just be okay. And I think today we certainly know better than that. The Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center and Ohio State's STAR program are really an essential part of what I'm here today to announce. Since I became Attorney General, we have been looking and trying to see where the holes are, where the gaps are in victim services. And when we first started looking at it, we looked at it from a geographical point of view. We looked at it, which counties are not up to speed in regard to the victim services. And so we have worked to try to fill those gaps. And we're not totally done, but I think we've made very significant progress. What we're announcing today came as a result of us evaluating the different types of services. And it became clear to us that in many cases we were not, as a state, as a people, serving those people really who are in trauma and not totally serving them in a holistic way. And so that's really what these announcements are about today. Today I'm announcing that I'm awarding more than $2.6 million in VOCA grants to five victim service agencies throughout the state of Ohio. Five victim service agencies that will partner with five Ohio hospitals to create a network of trauma recovery centers across the state. I'm proud to say that Ohio is the second state in the nation to have such a network. In addition to the Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center and the OSU STAR program, which are receiving more than $839,000 in funds, the following other partners are receiving grants. Number two would be the Circle Health Services and University Hospitals in Cleveland, more than $993,000. The third one is the Maydugan Center and Metro Health in Cleveland, more than $545,000. Fourth is Seven Hills Neighborhood Houses and Cincinnati Children's Hospital, in that case, more than $125,000. And finally, City Lookout and Springfield Regional Medical Center, more than $171,000. We all understand that a hospital's primary focus must be a patient's physical well-being, but victims of violent crime suffer in so many other ways. And this is all about looking at this from a holistic point of view. Right now, victims of crime such as gunshot wounds, stabbings, gang violence, sexual assaults, domestic violence, may unfortunately leave hospitals physically intact, but sometimes mentally broken. Once these centers are up and running, advocates will respond to patients and respond to them at their bedside, respond to them in the hospital to offer immediate crisis intervention and trauma counseling. They will provide assistance with any other immediate needs, such as food, clothing, housing, and depending on individual circumstances, they will arrange for more assistance after they leave the hospital. They will get services in areas such as substance abuse treatment, specialized sexual assault or domestic violence counseling, legal advocacy, and spiritual guidance. After patients are released from the hospital, this support system will remain with them. Trauma Recovery Center counselors will continue to advocate on behalf of victims to ensure that they maintain access to critical victim services. These services are especially critical for victims within underserved, vulnerable populations. Victims who are homeless, those who are living in poverty, chronically mentally ill, or disabled. All of these special populations often face barriers in accessing the help they need to cope with trauma, barriers that many of us may not even fully understand, but those barriers are in fact there. Sometimes, quite candidly, they just don't know where to look for help. Now these victims will have access to a whole network of support before they are ever discharged from the hospital. Transportation to and from appointments is sometimes a major barrier for these victims. Trauma Recovery Center advocates will also help with that. Victims may not know that they may be eligible for compensation under the Victim Compensation Program in the state of Ohio for things such as missed work or medical bills. Trauma Recovery Center advocates will help victims apply for these dollars. Support can even be given to the victims' families. And families, I think we sometimes forget about, but they're so essential to the recovery of that victim. This is a great program. I'm very, very excited about it and excited to bring it to Ohio. As I said, this is only the second state in the union that is actually doing this. And so we're very, very proud of that, and we're proud of the partners that we have throughout the state of Ohio that are working to put this into place. Oftentimes, victims of violent crime have been surrounded by violence throughout their entire lives. And then the trauma compounds. It's my hope that the support provided by these trauma recovery centers across Ohio will also help victims overcome emotional scars from their past, which can help, of course, prevent future victimization. Again, the Ohio State University STAR program and the Wexner Medical Center are one of today's grant recipients. Dr. Ken Yeager, clinical director of the STAR program, is here to talk a little more about what's in store for that program. Doctor?
Good morning. Over the past 8 years, the STAR program, Stress, Trauma, and Resilience program, has provided the much-needed psychological support to those in our community who have suffered the ravages of victimization of violent crime to the point that it paralyzes the individual and their ability to continue to function. Our program has been devoted to serving victims of trauma both inside and outside of the hospital, as we have served not only the victims of crime but the medical staff who are working in the hospital in a very high stress and high demand situation, because we know to be able to provide the very best care for those who have been the victims, we need to take care of our staff. We are extremely grateful to Attorney General Mr. Mike DeWine for this opportunity and selecting the STAR program as one of the recipients of this prestigious grant, which will allow us to establish a new STAR Trauma Recovery Center within the OSU Wexner Medical Center, providing services at the bedside, psychological services for those who have been victimized. At this time, I would like to acknowledge the support of Dr. Sheldon Retchen, Dr. John Campo, Ms. Amanda Lucas, Dr. Thomas, and Dr. Mark Angelos, who will be assisting in the implementation of this grant throughout the medical center. The center will be dedicated to serving the victims of crime and violence. Our research shows that psychological support and interventions in the immediate aftermath of victimization can help the individual return to more productive, more satisfying, and more rewarding life situations. This grant will greatly enhance the quality and the quantity of services that we can provide, helping to identify victims of trauma who require psychological services, and particularly working with those individuals from vulnerable and underserved populations who unfortunately are disproportionately victimized. We are looking forward to strengthening our relationships with community-based victim services to ensure that patients who come through our emergency department and our medical center are linked with warm handoffs and very consistent follow-up to assure the very best outcome for the individual across time. We thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. Well, as I indicated, we didn't dream up this program ourselves. We looked to California, where the University of California at San Francisco and the UCSF Medical Center were the first to begin a trauma recovery center network out west in the Golden State. As a result of their program, UCSF reports that 75% of patients showed an improvement in overall mental health, 75%. There's also a 65% increase in sexual assault survivors who receive follow-up treatment, and 56% increase in victims returning to employment. The National Alliance for Safety and Justice played an integral role in California's program and helped us tremendously here in the state of Ohio. They introduced us to the concept of trauma recovery centers, which ultimately led us to where we are here today. I'm pleased to introduce Lenore Anderson, president of the Alliance for Safety and Justice, who flew in from California to be with us for this announcement. Lenore.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you very much, Attorney General DeWine and the entire Attorney General's office, for your vision and your leadership. With this unprecedented action, Ohio joins a small but growing number of states that are developing new approaches to serve victims of crime, and those are trauma recovery centers. These centers address a previously overlooked and missing approach to how we serve victims of crime, and that's addressing the often overlooked emotional trauma that too many victims experience long after the incident of crime has occurred. And this is especially true for victims who are repeatedly victimized and who come from underserved communities. There's probably no more important function in our public safety systems than protecting victims of crime. Despite the fundamental and central role of protecting victims of crime in our public safety systems, too few leaders really examine what victims need to recover from crime and the barriers that they face. Emotional trauma and unaddressed trauma is an invisible barrier. This is a barrier that can lead to PTSD, anxiety, depression. Often victims with unaddressed trauma for years can fall prey to addiction, homelessness, social isolation, difficulty with relationships. These are the kinds of barriers that far too many victims have been suffering for far too long. And too many have been suffering in silence. Our national organization conducted a national survey of crime victims where we found that 8 in 10 crime victims across the country suffer at least one symptom of emotional trauma. 8 in 10. And worse, 2 out of 3 get no help recovering from that kind of trauma. Well, so this is the scale of the problem, and so a solution like this is not only unprecedented, but desperately needed. Research shows that when you can provide trauma recovery services through a center like the ones that Ohio is getting ready to launch, you can see improvements in victims' access to economic stability, in their emotional and physical health. So while addressing trauma may not be easy, it is the fundamental missing piece to stopping the cycle of crime. And it's good for victims, it's good for communities, and it's good for public safety. Thank you again, Attorney General DeWine. Ohio is now not only leading here in this state, but also leading the nation. Thank you.
Let me now introduce Heather Renee Andrews, sexual assault survivor. When I first met with the Alliance for Safety and Justice back in May to discuss the idea of trauma recovery centers in Ohio, Heather was there, and she told us her story. She's incredibly brave and is here today to tell you about the barriers that she faced, in getting help after she was attacked. Heather?
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you, Attorney General DeWine. In July of 2015, I was sexually assaulted in my home. I felt as if I was the only one that thought my case was top priority. I learned very quickly that these cases are not solved like they are on popular television shows. To this day, the crime is still unsolved. The assault began a domino effect, disrupting not only my life, but the lives of my children and other family members as well. I experienced anxiety, difficulty sleeping, fear, and at times I was not able to leave my house. I don't feel as if I received the help I needed to heal. In May of 2016, I met with Attorney General DeWine, and I told my story. I was inspired by that meeting. I never wanted to see another sexual assault victim fall through the cracks in my community again. And with the help and assistance of the Ohio Organizing Collaborative and Akron Organizing Collaborative, I, instead of continuing to be a victim, I became a victor. The trauma recovery centers will aid and increase resources for underserved families. Although I was unsure of the outcome of the meeting in May, I now know that it was the first step in healing for all Ohioans. Again, thank you, Attorney General DeWine, for your time, effort, and leadership in this matter.
Thank you. Heather, thank you very much. I'm more than happy to open it up for any questions anyone has. All right. Thank you all. It's a good day. Onward.